I was in the middle of a paragraph, just summarize a little bit what we spoke about before. That Rav Shalom said that he was terrified to see that he has a friend of his, he's alone with him, an older guy, I mean, a very old guy, that he's always religious and keeping Torah with the beard and pious, and the guy confessed in front of Rav Shalom that he still has a type to see, to look at women. And Rav Shalom was shocked from this, because not that the guy is like that, it's good, people are like that. But that the fact that even if a person does not work on himself, he'll go into the grave with his taivas. They're not going to go away when he's 100 years old. They don't go away. If this does not work, it could be that his body wasn't working, but his head is continuing to work. Okay? So, the person has to work on himself. So, Avshalom brings here from Rabbi Yisrael Dov, from Volodnik, one of Avshalom's sons, Shmuel. His name is Shmuel Yisrael Dov. Yisrael Dov named after Rabbi Yisrael Dov Volodnik. I was by his tzion in Volodnik.
Volodnik?
Yeah. It's pretty far from Oman. 6 hours. I've been there many years ago. 10 years ago. Yeah, it's my first year in Oman. So he says like this, and we're going to quote from his book, She'eris Yisrael. In all the Hasidic libraries, you'll see this book. It's called She'eris Yisrael. He promised, by the way, Rabbi Yisrael Dov Volodnik promised that whoever comes to my grave, he's called Balayadit, the master of the handle. He used to call it, because he said that I promised whoever comes to my gravesite, even if he just puts his hand on the knob, on the handle of the door, and whatever his first thing that he asked for, Hashem, I'll do everything in Shemayim to daven for him that he'll be able to get.
Who
said Rabbi Yisrael Dov of Volodnik. 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 No? After Breslau, but he wasn't Breslau.
Wait, he was a...
Chassidus.
No, he was in Baal Shem Tov, is
it? No. He was after Baal Shem Tov. The time Rabbeinu knew about it, maybe a little bit after, I think. Anyways, he says like this. הנה כלל, החטאים נקראים בשם חטאת נעורים, גם חטאת זקנים. The general sins which are called חטאת נעורים, the sins of the youngsters, of the teenagers, okay? They're also the sins of the old people. Doesn't mean it's not the sins of the old people. כי מי שלא תיקן חטאת נעורים, because the person is not fixed, this sin of, he's talking about sin of ניוף, כן? חטאת נעורים, that's written in Chazal. נשאר הכוח, חנל, להחטיאו גם בזקנותו, the same power remains to make him sin also when he's old. בעבירות, it's sins. Yeah, these sins. And the Sheir Yisrael writes things that need to shock everyone. We're talking about a sin שמוטבע בטבע האדם, which is מוטבע, יכול להיות מוטבע, it's
implanted.
Yeah, or engraved, or implanted, ממש, it's in the nature of a person. Hashem created us that way with male hormones, yeah? So he created, yeah? Just like Yaakov Bar Nachman said a few months ago, I remember that he said, yeah, it's true Hashem gave this thing, but it doesn't mean a person, we all increased it from all kinds of what we saw and what we did, so what we were taught from since we were teenagers, is it? And the person has the responsibility to take himself to work, serious work. Right? If not, so this taiva will continue sitting in his heart until he dies. Until the burial, right? Until he dies. So, what do you always say, Yaakov?
Second shovel of dirt.
Second shovel of dirt. Second shovel of dirt.
Yeah, you'll be looking up at all the skirts.
Friends and families.
Yeah.
Oh, Shem. Okay. Usually women aren't there.
Not there, but Hashem.
Well,
yeah.
I'm thinking like LA, things like that.
Yeah.
Right? So, people worry for the days that they're old, what's going to be with the pension, right? But really, a person should worry how does he get to the days that he's old and he still has the same lust that he was when he was a kid, 15 years old, 18 years old. Okay? And the Gemara says about the Pasuk, Im ata rotze ata moshel bo. It says in the Pasuk, Vata timshol bo, and you should overrule him, the Yetzer HaRa, right? The Chazal teaches, Im ata rotze ata moshel bo. And if you want, you could control him. You could rule over the Yetzer Hara. You could control. Well, you could use all the burning lust that he gives us to be burning to Hashem. You use the same powers of, to do it, to have a passion.
How do you do it?
Just what he does.
Only prayer. Only tefillah. There's no other way.
Torah also is mitzvah.
Torah?
But you have to...
To use it.
If you don't daven, books.
If you don't daven, it's all theory. Rabbi Nachman writes in Sichot Aran, I saw today, Rabbeinu says, the tefillah is a lot higher than Torah.
Depends on which tefillah. If it's tefillah Gashmi is, I want this, I want this.
So that's a certain level.
That's lower than Torah.
Okay, but
tefillah
for I want to serve Hashem. It's a lot higher than that. I never saw it. I never saw it written. I heard the Rav say this, that. But in the books, I said, hey, Hashem, I'm going to see. You always say that also. A lot higher than Torah. Tefillah to Hashem, about spirituality. A lot higher than Torah. Control your entire Bible. And the main thing is to want to work on fixing the sins. Right? When you're younger, okay? A person can learn Torah and pray and do all the mitzvahs in the world. It's very good. And they'll get sachar for everything. But the main thing is to work. Avodah is so deep. A serious, serious, deep work. Right? Down to the bottom. To clean himself from gashmius. From physicality of this world. Like I've been a teacher in John.
Every day.
Yeah, consistent. If it's not consistent, so then you learn the next time, that it has to be consistent. The person sees. If a person did something for a while, that happened to one thing for a long time, and then he starts for a few days, so the first day is still taking effect from the previous days. Second day, less and less and less, until Hashem shows him, you see, you have to be consistent in what you're doing. To be consistent, la'avod. Like Rabbeinu says in Torah Nun Bet, Rabbeinu teaches, we go by Rabbeinu. What Rabbeinu teaches, that's what we know. Rabbeinu said Torah 52. And if a person takes each time a certain taiva or midara and work on it until he nullifies it completely, until he's clean from this lust, and then he goes and nullifies another taiva, another lust, until there's nothing left, until he merits to be included in his root, in his source, in his root completely, which is to be completely nullified by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the purpose why a person came to this world. And for Amisa, that will be nullified completely to Hashem. Right? And then, through that, they basically make everything one. There's no world, no nothing. It's all one. It's all Hashem.
We came into the world, the physical world, to nullify the physical world.
Yeah. And it stood very well. That's why we came here. Really, in truth, everything is one. There is no this world. Just, we came here to open our eyes. That they're here to realize that everything is one. Where it's hard, where I see people, where I talk with people, where I have my kilo ani po veze and all this. I came to this world to fix all that. And I had more cheshbon nefesh, Rav Shalom says, and I was shocked even more because I understood that as long as a person is not cleaning himself from all the lusts, really, especially from this lust of new, which is the strongest lust that a person has, then he's bribed to the lust. Right? And a person loves something, he's bribed to it. Bribed, you call it?
Driven?
He's bribed. Bribery. Meshuchad, I don't know how you say it in English. If I give you money, if I bribe you, what are you to me? You are. You're bribed, you say something? You're bribed, you don't say something?
Yeah. What's he saying?
Person has a taiva, yeah, he likes.
Yeah.
So now he's going to go according to that.
I mean, the Yeshiva is bribing us?
The lust is bribing it, yeah.
It's like an addiction.
Yeah, it is an addiction, not like.
It is like a heroin dealer giving you a little bit of heroin for free. Then you're addicted to it, and you need more, and more, and more, and more, and more.
So who's giving it?
The lust, the taiva. The taiva.
Lust from the Yeshiva.
Yeah. Yay. Avad Yaakov, is it all? פגשת את הרבך? את הרבך? הוא אמר לך מה לעשות? I'm happy to hear. I have an answer for you, by the way. In a few minutes I'll be finished, but if you're still around. Okay. that, you know, even if a person is great, he's a big rav, he's a rav rashi, he's chashuv, he's important, he is, okay? People could think he's a big tzaddik. Not only people, he could think he's a big tzaddik. He's a kosher man, he's a tzaddik man. But, Bemet, I still don't look at any woman. I don't care how big you are. Okay? And anyone who looks and doesn't care, he should know that he's very far from what the Torah is really teaching. Some avich came over to Rav Shalom and asked him, Arab, what should I work on first in the Ibadud? I told him, why are you asking me, Kilo? Kilo, you have nothing else to work on. What should I work on? Well, you don't do it in Averas, you just want to know what to grow up and up. But really, you're always looking where you're looking where you don't have to look. You're over on Lotatu, don't stray, don't Lotin Af, don't covet, don't have lust, Kitsu, all these things. A person needs to know that's really what he has to work on. Everything is connected to this. Everything is connected to your eyes, everything in your life, all the titles, all the Allah. For example, stand food, okay? Food, title for food. Okay? How do you tell the kids his eyes is bigger than his
stomach?
Right, his stomach. He puts a whole big plate, it doesn't need to have it even. It says that a blind person is never satisfied because they can't see the food. If you eat in the dark, you won't be satisfied. You might be full, but satisfied, no.
Oh, I can tell you stories.
Not from yourself.
No, but
it's used to.
I was trained by several Torahs, and one time we went out to a ice cream parlor.
Ice cream what program?
When I learned how to do Braille, learned how to use white cane. I was trained by.
Learned how to buy ice cream.
No, we went out for like dessert.
Okay.
And it was like. Trying to figure out that we all ordered whatever and we were like trying to figure out which flavors these were. It was very interesting. Like we'd have banana splits and ice cream sundaes.
But you could see.
Yeah.
But did you close your eyes? You pretend that you can't see?
Yeah. They had them.
Oh, they were blinds on you?
Yeah, blindfolded.
If they have a place in Israel where people go, it's a place for the blind, you know. I think the money goes for the blind or whatever. Mm-hmm. So they give you to, it's in Ramat Gan, I think. In Tel Aviv.
Yeah, my daughters went there.
You go into this place, and like you have to cross the road, you hear a bus is going by, and this, and you hour.
Pretend you're blind?
For an hour, you're in a completely dark place. You can't see a thing. Completely like blind. You're blind, basically. Not because you can't see, because there's no light. Completely blind. And you have to go, you have to order food, all kinds of things to do. Yeah?
There's a restaurant there, you have to order food and eat the food in total dark.
Everything.
Yeah. Not a peak of light.
It gives you the experience of a light to be blind.
Yeah.
My daughters went there.
So you can appreciate and help people and understand what people are. It's very nice, I think. And the main thing is, there's no problem with stress. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
At least inside. I don't know what's going on before and after, but at least inside the tunnel. I said that. So, B'met, the first work, the last work, is the daven every day in Kedusha and Shpirat Ha'inayim. You could relate it, you could also relate it to a lot of things you're going through in life. You're going through things with Bitachon Hashem. Bitachon Hashem is looking to Hashem, that Hashem is giving you whatever you need, right? So, that has to do, how could you have Bitachon Hashem if you're looking at other things that you're not supposed to learn? Because to look at Hashem, that means to be connected to Hashem. And to look at women, and things that you're not supposed to see, or stami of physical things that you don't have to see, is to be disconnected from Hashem. So that's, you see how it has to do with that. And many, many things. The eyes depend, everything depends on the eyes. Everything, our whole life depends on the eyes. That's why someone who's completely blind says, Tzuma chashuv kemet, consider dead. Even though it's alive, consider dead. Because the eyes is what makes you really alive.
Didn't you say the eyes are the most important thing?
So, yeah.
People, they protect the most. That's